With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major boost for American farmers as the Trump administration announcing a $12 billion farm aid package. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The federal assistance will be a boost to farmers who have struggled to sell their crops because of President Trump's tariffs. He said the aid will be coming from tariff revenue.
What we're doing is we're taking a relatively small portion of that, and we're going to be giving and providing it to the farmers.
The president, who was joined by cabinet officials, lawmakers, and farmers, said he hopes the billions in farm aid will also lead to lower prices for Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for the president's firing of board members. The court's conservative majority suggested in arguments Monday it would overturn a 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire agencies' board members. Affordable Care Act enrollment is slightly ahead of last year so far, despite some expiring subsidies. We have more on the story now from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Initial new federal data shows the number of Americans signing up for the Affordable Care Act health insurance for 2026 is moderately higher than it was at a similar time last year, even as subsidies set to expire at the end of 2025 will make the coverage more expensive for many. Seen at face value, the data from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services seems to defy predictions that many Americans facing pricier plans will drop out of marketplace coverage altogether next year. But experts caution that the numbers are an incomplete snapshot of total enrollment, which could still show a decline by the end of the open enrollment period. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. An atheist group has a problem with the Department of Labor.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants Secretary Lori Chavez de Remmer to call off a prayer service scheduled for Wednesday at the department. The foundation claims the event is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A number of President Trump's cabinet secretaries have been hosting voluntary prayer events, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surging from 7% in 2004 to 18% 2 years ago. Share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew to 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. Wall Street's push higher, well, suddenly screeches to a halt.
Stocks pulled away from the record highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 215 points. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite edged down by 0.1%. Warner Brothers Discovery jumped more than 4%. Paramount took an offer to buy the entire company directly to shareholders. Paramount is trying to break up a deal Warner Brothers reached with Netflix. Treasury yields rose ahead of a meeting this week of the Federal Reserve. The Fed is widely expected to cut interest rates again, but also to indicate that fewer cuts may be coming next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
A federal judge has struck down the president's executive order blocking wind energy projects, saying the effort to halt virtually all leasing of wind farms on federal lands was arbitrary and violates the law. More details, srnnews.com.